What do you say if someone says, "I've heard God speak"? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at the life of Samuel in the Bible and how he can encourage us to stand up and speak out about the truth.
John, Samuel was born in the shadow of a dysfunctional family, but this didn't rule him out as someone God wanted to use in a powerful way. He went on to become the spiritual leader of a nation, but Samuel did have to learn to listen to God. And there are some general principles we can glean from his experience.
And that's important because a number of people claim today even to hear God speaking, and then they go on and do terrible damage.
That's why if someone says, "I've heard God speak," we should never assume God has spoken.
Now, people tend to use the phrase, "I heard God speak," to refer to different kinds of communication. They don't normally mean an audible voice, right?
Yeah, and even in the Bible, it was rare for God to speak audibly. God reaches people in a number of ways, but the point is, we need to test everything. And Samuel gives us a good example of a man who was ready to hear from God. Three quick lessons we can learn from the life of Samuel. First, be where God wants you to be. Samuel was where God wanted him to be at the tabernacle. Mm-hmm. Second, do what God wants you to do. Samuel was doing what God wanted him to do. He was serving faithfully under Eli. And third, check God's voice with God's word. Now, Samuel didn't have a Bible. He wasn't permanently indwelled by the Holy Spirit, but he ran to his spiritual authority, which was Eli. When someone says they've heard God speak, we don't assume God has spoken because, like Samuel, we need to learn to listen to God.
And why not share this little broadcast with a friend? Tell them about reasonwhy.org. Be sure to visit the website where you can learn how you can enjoy this feature on your mobile device. Again, you're going to want to head to reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.